Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. When the world and the economy change, do you change? Well, you need to, or it's not going to work. We're going to talk today about shifting gears mentally and then with your real estate strategy. And we got a case study that's going to illustrate that today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Are you struggling to keep up with your mortgage payments? Whether it's your home, vacation, or investment property, there are loan workout options available. To help you sort through all the noise in the marketplace, the Real Estate Guys has written a free 18-page report called What You Must Know Before Attempting a Loan Workout. In the special report, you'll discover the single most important thing the lender looks for before agreeing to modify your loan. Plus, you'll be able to weigh the pros and cons of hiring a professional versus doing it yourself, and much, much more. All you need to do to get your copy is email your request to workout@realestateguysradio.com. It's free, it's confidential, and it's yours when you send your request to workout@realestateguysradio.com. Hope is not a strategy. Start your own economic bailout plan today. Get the Real Estate Guys free report, What You Must Know Before Attempting a Loan Workout. Email your request to workout@realestateguysradio.com.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Every week we talk real estate, and we are so excited this week, and we'll tell you why. First, let's meet the guys in the co-host chair, our financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
Hey there. And the man we call the godfather of real estate, Mr. Bob Helms.
Gentlemen, great to be here with you today. It's kind of fun being back in the studio.
It is. We're back here. We've done a couple of shows remote in the last couple of weeks. Last week, Bob and I are at the fractional event in San Francisco, and the week before that, of course, our investor summit at sea, and Russ and I just got back, and we can hardly stay in our seats. From the gold versus the U.S. dollar event with the Rich Dad organization. We spent the last 3 days here with Robert Kiyosaki and his team.
It was an amazing, amazing event. I've been to a lot of Rich Dad events. I've read most of his books. Big fan, huge fan. But to go there and spend those 3 days, and it was really more than 3 days if you really think about it. I mean, we started at 8 in the morning. We got done about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's supposed to go till 10 p.m.
All 3 days,
and
really.
And one day we went after midnight. Yeah. It's just crazy.
It was amazing. So we had intended to blog from...
What happens when you get around an ex-Marine.
Yeah, we had intended to blog while we were there, but we just didn't have time to get it done until we got back. But,
I felt blogged, man. Telling you. It was incredible, though. It was a great event. We learned a lot about gold, and we learned a lot about the economy, and Richard Duncan, who wrote The Dollar Crisis, was there, and The Corruption of Capitalism. What, amazing guy. We had a chance to have dinner with him, and he's agreed to do the radio show, so we just got to coordinate schedules for a guy that lives halfway around the world, but our brain is going. But we really, one of the big takeaways is, if you're familiar at all with Rich Dad's teaching, and he talks about the quadrant, the cash flow quadrant, and where you are as an investor. You're either an E, a person that goes to work, an employee, an S, who could be a self-employed person, a B, a business owner, someone that's got a business that's big enough that it could run without them, and then I, an investor. And this whole weekend was designed to get you to think differently, to change your context, to move from being an E or an S to a B or an I. And it was brilliant in that. And so we really got thinking about how that works in today's real estate investors world, that we have had an incredible shift in our marketplace and what's working and where the opportunities are. And we've been talking about that for the last several months. And for you to really make the shift, you've got to change.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we say this all the time. So that's why we love what he has to say, because it's just so congruent with the things that we believe. But we believe what you think and believe affect how you behave, the decisions that you make, and the actions that you take. And those actions you take produce the results that you achieve, whatever, good, bad, or otherwise. And so if you don't change how you think, your behavior isn't going to change. Most people cannot behave consistently over the long term in a way that's inconsistent with their belief system. You can't do it. Yeah. So you can discipline yourself for a little while to eat a certain food or to do a certain type of exercise or force yourself to invest a certain way or handle things a certain way. But after a while, fighting with your beliefs, you will get worn down. You will default back to what you internally believe. So you have to spend a lot of time concentrating on developing a new way of thinking. And that's really what this was all about. And a big part of it for us, I mean, you say we learned about gold and silver, we learned about all this stuff, and we did, and it was great. But what I learned most about was me.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing, is that to be successful as a real estate investor, you can't just follow a checklist. It's like you go on a diet. Why are most diets not successful? Because you're not changing the root cause of why you don't eat correctly, whether it's not enough or too much or the wrong foods or whatever it is. Instead, you're trying to force yourself down somebody else's checklist for success. Well, I ate this, 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 and if you ate this, this, and this, you'll get the same results. And it may be true, but if you don't change your behavior at the root level, you're not going to change. As soon as you have the opportunity, you're going to slip back into it.
Right. Well, we played a game, and you know, first you're thinking, oh, you paid all this money to be at the seminar, we're playing games. But the games, he said, when you play a game, what happens is your true behavior comes out. And that's really where I learned about myself. I learned things about myself I did not know because of how I behaved under the pressure of competing in these games. And so, you know, talking about the diet thing, it's how you look at food. It's how you visualize your body, what you think is normal, where you think you deserve to be, who you think you really are. And if you can't begin to change and see yourself from a financial perspective as somebody that deserves to have money, that deserves to have nice things, that makes good decisions, if you don't start thinking like a successful person, you're not going to behave like a successful person long term. And that's why you see these people who win the lottery or they get an inheritance, and before too long, they've reverted back to whatever they think they are, which is typically average and ordinary or worse, poor.
And that's an extreme example. I look at the investors who were successful in 2003 and 2004 and 2005, and boy, they were just tearing it up, and they got systems and they got niches that were working for them, and then it all blew up, and so did they. See, you have to change when the world changes. For years, we've been talking about this tremendous change, and the bend in the road is not the end of the road,
right,
unless you don't make the turn. And a lot of people haven't made the turn. And this is really the next level of that, which is there are a lot of bends in the road. And you got to watch ahead and you got to see them coming. And when they're upon you, you have two choices. You're either able to make the change or not. And that's why there's lots of, you know, scrapping on the side of the road. You got to break through it. And for us, it was amazing to get around not just the instructors, because Garrett Sutton was there and Wayne Palmer was there and Kenny McElroy was there and Tom Wheelwright and a lot of the folks that we've had on our show in the last few years. But there were people of all walks of life who committed 3 monstrous days of their time and $5,000 to be at this event. Those are serious people, and it was amazing how many lessons you got from those folks.
I didn't talk to anybody that didn't think it was worth it. Not a soul. I didn't talk to anybody that felt like they'd been ripped off or somehow this was a waste of their time and money. And, you know, there's a lot of repetition in what he does, and sometimes you think, oh my gosh, you know, I've heard this before. But you're not paying for new content. You're paying for change. You're not paying to get titillated. You're paying to get a result. You're paying to learn how to think differently. And I don't know anybody on the planet that is more masterful at helping someone go from consumer mentality to investor mentality, which is what we call it. He's great at it. It was fabulous.
So today on the show, we've invited an investor to come and share his story with you. He's made this shift. He was very successful when the market was hot, and he had a great plan, and he executed it well, and it worked. And then the market changed, and the kind of thing he was doing wasn't going to work any longer. So instead, he shifted. He shifted his thinking. He shifted his activities, and he's found success as the market has turned. And we want you to learn from it. And I want you to imagine as though you have paid $1,000 to listen to the next hour of this show. I know it's free, and sometimes when it's free, you don't get the value out of it, right?
Right.
There were people at this event who were hostages. Someone else paid for them to be there, and they didn't get it. If you paid $5,000 of your own money to be at this event, you would have gotten it. So just imagine you paid $1,000 for this radio show, and it's going to be worth every penny. When we come back, you'll get to meet our guest. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys Radio Network. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Hi, this is Russell Gray. I say do the math and the math will tell you what to do. Tony Robbins says success leaves clues. Put those together and you have Paradigm Life. Let Paradigm Life show you how and why wealthy individuals and multi-billion dollar companies use life insurance to grow and protect their assets. You'll be amazed. For a free report, send an email to life@realestateguysradio.com or visit beyourbank.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We're talking this week about the internal shift you have to make to get external results in the real estate investor world, and having a good time getting back from this event. And spending time with Robert Kiyosaki is always amazing. And we were just humbled and honored to be recognized from the front of the room by Mr. K and get to hang out with the caliber of folks in his organization. It's extraordinary. They don't have another event on the calendar, so just stay tuned, and we'll let you you know when there's another big 3-day. But we do have some news about an event involving some of those folks. So that's our event. So we're excited about that. So let's meet our guest. Our guest has been actually in our lives, we just figured out, about 7 years. And it doesn't seem like that it's that long. But we've got to watch him grow from being a band leader, a high school band teacher, to a very successful real estate investor and developer. Please welcome back to the program, Mr. David Campbell.
Robert, it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for coming back. You know, your story continues to evolve, and we've had you on the show before, and of course, you've been a part of our investor summits, our cruises for a lot of years. But I want to start kind of at the beginning, in that there was at one point when we first met you that you were teaching high school kids how to play saxophone.
Yeah, I started out as a high school band teacher, and I figured out very quickly that my salary of $28,000 a year was not enough to have a family and the lifestyle that I wanted in California. And I got into looking at any kind of vehicle or plan that would help me supplement my income. And I gravitated towards real estate, and I was very fortunate to have some really good mentors like yourself early on, and acquired some great property at the right time in the market. And, you know, in the early 2000s, everything I touched turned to gold.
Yeah.
And I thought it was me.
Brilliant.
I thought I have the real estate gift. And I studied and I studied. And and a lot of what I learned from being in your program had to do with my mental strength and my personal development. And that has been huge when the market shifted. Because as I acquired properties and I started my development company, and I eventually left the field of professional teaching, it's full of adversity. And right about 3 years ago, I had built about a $10 million portfolio, and I watched it disintegrate to nothing. And it was like taking 8 years to build this amazing jet aircraft, and I thought, I can go anywhere I want to go, and I've got this equity machine making me equity. Who cares that it's negative cash flow? Because, man, you should see my balance sheet.
Yeah.
Then the market changed, and I saw everything that I really sacrificed for and worked for and kind of fall apart. And for about 50 seconds, I thought it was me. I thought, what did I do? There was a turn in the road, and did I miss it? Because I'm such a quote unquote smart investor, how could this happen to me? And it did. And 3 years ago, I wanted to see where is the puck going, because I felt the climate change, and I knew there were storm clouds ahead, and I needed to prepare for where is the puck going. And having the training and the confidence to say, let me respond to the market instead of being a one-trick pony.
Well, that is huge, because if you had stayed the course, which is what a lot of people teach and a lot of people think, I just have to stay the course, do the thing, get up every day and work hard and, you know, hamster on the wheel. I mean, you wouldn't have got out of it. It would have been done. You would have been over. And instead, you recognized the shift and then changed who you were.
That's right. I've been a full-time investor for about 5 years. And the freedom that comes with waking up when I want to wake up and going to bed when I want to go to bed and being able to play with my new son and have family time and to travel and all of that has been so wonderful. But when things started to fall apart, it was very tempting to open up the classifieds and say, maybe I need to go back and get a job. And I'm very grateful that I didn't. I was fortunate that I looked where the puck was going, and I think I made a great call. And things have really turned out well for me.
Yeah, and we'll get to that for sure.
You know, David, I really appreciate you sharing that, because one of the things that happened this last weekend at the Rich Dad event was Robert and Kim talking about the period of time when they had lost everything. They had made the decision, like you did, to become full-time investors. They quit their jobs, and within just a couple of months, they were broke, sleeping in the car, bumming off friends, but refused to go back and give up on their dream. And it just is so inspiring, you know, when someone like yourself has made a commitment to do something. Because there's a lot of people out there listening to the show right now that are, hey, I want to be a real estate investor. And they maybe think, hey, this is a great time to get started in real estate. But, you know, it's one thing to have your day job and then buy some real estate on the side. It's a completely different thing to leave the safety and security of your paycheck and your benefits and that structure and go out into the outer space of entrepreneurism floating around. And you've got to create your own structure, which is one of the benefits, but you've got to overcome that fear,
Right, you got to learn to overcome that fear. So how was that for you, trying to just make the leap going from being a part-time investor to a full-time investor?
I read somewhere real estate is simple, but it ain't easy.
Right.
And it's very, very true. The biggest challenge in any business, which in real estate investing is a business, is managing cash flow. And what made me wealthy originally in real estate was not cash flow. It was equity growth, and it was very challenging to be in a position where the very thing that had made me wealthy was now making me broke, and I had to radically change my strategy and the way that I thought, while also trusting that I had champion instincts, that even though I'm going to go back to school, literally back to school, and revolutionize the way that I practiced real estate, I was going to come out on top because I was just made of good stuff.
Well, that's a huge mindset right there. I think there were a lot of people who probably could relate to your story, may have been in the exact situation where they built up real estate and saw it to dissipate and left it there, didn't pick the ball up again. Well, real estate obviously doesn't work. I tried that. And to separate the market from your activities is huge. Or as a friend of ours says, your net worth is not your self-worth.
Right.
Just because you've had challenges, and most successful people have had tremendous challenge. Listening to Robert and Kim, I mean, they were emotional talking about the days when they didn't know where their next meal was going to come from, but they refused to give in to what we would call consumer mentality, what they would call the E&S side of the quadrant. They refused to. And we see that same resolve in you. And rather than blame yourself, and yeah, there was that 50 seconds. I think we've all had that 50 seconds in room where, wait a minute, this was working, it was working, it was working. Well, the life changes, the world changes. Who you were as a band leader is not the same person you are today as a father and real estate developer, but the skills you learned along the way help you.
Absolutely. Every time there is a quote unquote, something doesn't work. I don't want to call it a failure. It's just every time you get to the bat and you swing and you miss, you could either quit the game or you can say, I'm going to use that experience at bat to make me better. And as soon as you quit, you can never regain any losses that you've had. I look at my portfolio and I could say, I could quit the game of real estate, but I'll never get those losses back. I'll never be able to earn it through any job that I'll have. I'll never be able to earn. You can never earn $10 million unless you're a superhero. You've got to do it through the I quadrant. You've got to do it through the B quadrant.
Yep.
And I had to use those lessons to get back in the game.
Yep, absolutely.
Can't overlook the fact here, David, that this isn't that easy. This takes a lot of courage to make a step like that. I remember when I was starting in real estate, I spent the first 20 years of my professional life working in the electronics business, had a neighbor who talked me into becoming a realtor part-time. And at that point, I was already an investor. I didn't know it, but I was. I had bought some real estate property, but I didn't have the mindset for it. Anyhow, my point is simply that when I did this, I had kind of a three-day-a-week electronics job, so I played at real estate the other 4 days, and it was fully 2 years before my electronics job went away, and I decided, well, I'm in the right place. I am a realtor. I had, of course, picked up a lot of skills just like you did. But the only reason I tell you this story is because you got to recognize it takes a lot to make the step. You've got to do it, but it's not an easy game.
No, it's not. And of course, anything worth having is not easy and you have to go through it. But again, to get to breakthrough and get to the other side here, you know, what you do have is you recognize that you were able to have success in real estate. And rather than say, well, since it failed, I wasn't doing the right thing, it was I did what worked in the market I was given. When the market changes, you have to change.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. Originally, I felt if I was successful in music, then I could be successful in teaching. And if I could be successful in teaching, I could be successful really in anything that I decided I wanted to be successful in making that transference. And once I picked real estate as a vehicle to create wealth, it's just, I think it's the absolute best vehicle there is. I've never seen another vehicle that's more powerful for creating wealth than real estate. And if I saw it, I would change my plan. I would go for that. But the vehicle of real estate wasn't wrong. It was just when the market changes, changing your strategy to adapt to every changing market.
Well, and that's really what our underlying theme is today, and it's changing your strategy. And I think that to take a step further, it's not just the strategy part. It's changing who you are and the way you think and your expectations. There's a lot of folks who made a lot of money in the heyday and never connected the dots that they could do it in bad times. You know, we watched Robert, as he always does, say, I've been waiting for this market, and I hope it gets worse, because when there's crisis, there's opportunity. And the bigger the crisis and the bigger the problem, the bigger the opportunity. And there's such opportunity today. When we come back, we're going to hear how David harvested that opportunity and what he has done to create successful results in a challenging real estate market. We're also going to play real estate trivia, your chance to win a prize. Stay with us. We are the Real Estate Guys, and I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Hi, I'm Robert Kiyosaki, and I encourage you to listen to those wild and crazy real estate guys. They're the best, they're working for years, and they know what they're talking about.
Are you excited about real estate investing but not sure where to get started? Learn the secrets of building wealth through real estate in the comfort of your own home. In the Real Equity Home Study Course, professional investor Robert Helms and his team of experts show you why real estate outperforms other investments. Stop dreaming about investing in real estate and start doing something about it. Order the Real Equity Home Study Course today at realestateguysradio.com and click on resources. realestateguysradio.com.
And welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this fine radio station and all the time at realestateguysradio.com. If you haven't done so yet, make sure you sign up for our email newsletter, which you can subscribe to, and somebody will win a free cruise. That's right, we're cruising again. The 8th Annual Investor Summit at Sea comes back April of 2011. We'd love to have you join us. It's going to be a fabulous time. Joining us, for sure, the WANIAC, Wayne Palmer, is going to be with us again. He did an extraordinary job at last year's summit talking about the note business, really the whole instance of how you create value out of nothing and print your own money. And it was amazing. And we got to spend some time with Wayne this past weekend, and he committed to come back on the cruise. So go to their website and check it out. We'd love to have you come with us. Before we get back to our interview with David Campbell, let's play Real Estate Trivia. This is your chance to win a prize by knowing today's Real Estate Trivia question. As soon as you hear the question or know the answer, send us an email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name and your mailing address so we can send you out your autographed copy of Equity Happens, Building Lifelong Wealth with Real Estate, our book on real estate investing. Lots of lessons in there, and that can be yours if you are the first person with the right answer, or if you are the person chosen from all the correct guesses. Many of you listen via podcast or on our website after the airing of the show, and you're still eligible. Don't think you had to be a radio listener at the time. You can actually still be a winner as long as you get your answer in within the week. So get that to us at trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Before we do that, let's cover last week's trivia question. Last week, Bob and I were at the 10th annual fractional interest real estate event in San Francisco, and we asked you where the first fractional real estate product was in the U.S., and the answer was Deer Valley Resort in Utah, and we actually were kind. We took the answer of Utah. That was perfectly fine. Before that, we were on our cruise, and we didn't mention that the answer to this question, and someone wanted to know, what's the answer? Our question on the cruise is name the world's third largest ocean. Well, obviously, the first largest ocean is the
Pacific
Ocean, followed by the Atlantic Ocean. The tough one is the Indian Ocean. Indian Ocean, number three. There you go. It only has 20.3% of all the water in the world. So that's pretty good. Anyway, that's not the deal this year. This week, though, it seems like a year ago we were on the cruise. But here's our trivia question for this week. Which state has the highest population density in the USA? Which state has the highest density of population in all of our 50 fine states? If you know that or think you want to take a guess, go ahead and send that to us at realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com, and you can be the winner of Equity Happens, Building Lifelong Wealth with Real Estate. Or if you don't want to wait, just go to our site, realestateguysradio.com, and click on Book, and you can get one there. That is today's real estate trivia question. We're talking with David Campbell. David's been on our show several times, been on many of our investor summits. You've been on the investor summit, what, 5, 6, 7 times, a lot.
Yeah, as many times as I can go. I think I've been on six summits.
All right, and mark your calendar, my friend. We need to have you back next year because Wayne Palmer is amazing and because you are a member of Jorge and the Tequila Shooters, and we got to get the band back together, my friend. It's nothing like having a band teacher, right, on board who has turned into a real estate investor and still plays a mean trumpet. So come on the cruise with us. We have a lot of fun. So, David, we're talking about this shift that you have to make as an investor when the rules change, when the market change, when the financial reality of what's happening in real estate has changed. And arguably, we've seen more change in the last couple of years than we'll see in our lifetimes in real estate. And so you recognized that, you know, early on that something was brewing. Take us through the thought process of, you know, I've been successful doing this, but now I recognize I might have to change. What was that like?
Yeah. So the first thing is just not being too caught up in being your own fan club. You've got to cheer yourself on and say, I can do this. But when the time changes, you just have to be unattached to your ideas and say, I'm going to respond to things and respond to them quickly.
Yeah, I remember reading a newspaper article that you were in about a development that you had done. And it's like, wow, here's this developer and he's in the newspaper. And what you did was successful. It just wouldn't work in today's marketplace. So it really is about believing your own press, you might say.
Yeah, that's correct. One of the things about real estate versus a game is a closed process, and real estate or any kind of investing is a continuous process. You start buying a property and you're going to own that property for years and years and years. You're going to have highs and you're going to have lows, and the property is going to do well, you hope, and sometimes it doesn't do well. And to detach from your own personal win or loss, if the property does great, that was a base hit. If the property didn't do good, well, the property didn't do good, but that doesn't mean that I did bad.
Right. And you were in a situation where you'd invested in, just knowing about your story, many properties, and you'd bought in good marketplaces, it seemed, and they were obviously appreciating well. And then you did a great condo conversion and an historic building development, and it was an amazing project. And you forced equity by doing the conversion and then by increasing the use and all those things. And then, lo and behold, the market just shifted dramatically, and you had to find a new game.
Yeah, that's correct.
So how'd you do that?
So I started out with thinking about what skill sets do I have? And then what is it that I need? Because there's a lot of great ways to make money in real estate, but they might not be suitable to what I need right now. And they might not be suitable to my skill set. And so I looked at residential real estate because I thought that was going to be more compatible to what I needed. It was more immediate, and it involved less cash.
Well, and you had done residential and commercial both, so you had experience on both sides.
That's correct. Yeah, up to before building my portfolio the first time around, and I say the first time around because it's gone.
You're back again. Hopefully the last time, but who knows, right?
Yeah. And the, you know, but the great thing is I kind of dovetailed. As I was losing control of one portfolio, I literally started building another. So there was never a time where I felt like I was out of the game. And that's really important. But at the point that the market was shifting, all of my assets were illiquid. I was in commercial property, office buildings, and retail, and residential real estate that had loans on it, that the financing game changed. I couldn't get the money out of the property, and the market was declining. So I couldn't sell, I couldn't refinance, and I didn't have cash as an asset. And so what do you do to build a portfolio when you can't get loans, you don't have cash? And you're a real estate developer, but it's cheaper to buy an existing product than to replace it.
Boy, all our listeners are on the edge of their seats right now. What do you do?
You have to find a different market.
Yeah.
And so I looked at a map of the entire globe. I said, I'm going to limit my real estate search to Earth.
Yeah, good.
And
you got to stay focused, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
And then I kind of brought things back to the United States. I figure out my comfort level as a developer. I own real estate around the world, but as a developer, I wanted to keep things in the United States because that was a system of law that I felt comfortable with, and the contracts, et cetera, in my language. And then I started looking at markets, and I really considered a lot of places in the Midwest, because the cap rates were good. I really considered North Carolina and South Carolina as strong markets. I actually got into several deals in South Carolina and put a lot of work and a lot of time into them, but eventually didn't close on those deals. And it was really important because at that moment, I knew I was reinventing myself and I didn't want to commit to purchasing things. I was purchasing options. So I found really distressed construction projects, and I would go to the developer and I would purchase an option on their remaining inventory. And if in my due diligence process, if I could make it work, it was great. And if I couldn't, then my out of pocket was very, very low. And it was a point in time because I was letting properties in my portfolio go, either the short sale or foreclosure. I lost credit. And so really the way to control a lot of property quickly was through options.
Okay, so I know that I've seen you do a presentation on this, which was great to have you look at a map of the United States. So most people listening, you know, whether you're in the U.S. or not, you probably know what the United States looks like. You know, so we've got that map in front of us, and you looked at that, and you were looking around at areas. And what were some of the conclusions you were able to draw?
Yeah, so I ultimately wound up in a market that is not prone to natural disasters, because coming from California, earthquakes are a problem, and much of the part of the country that suffers from hurricanes, I didn't want to be a part of that.
Yep.
I wanted to be in a market where taxation was low, because ultimately, I think that's where people are going to want to live and have jobs. And with the economy shifting, I really focused my search on Texas in particular. And my due diligence has really led me to Dallas, because the population is growing, the jobs are growing faster than anywhere in the country, and it's a very low tax burden, and their economy is thriving in spite of what's happening in the world.
You know, it's interesting, having just spent a week with Ken McElroy, he's right. Very positive about Texas as well, and for some different reasons as well as some of the same reasons. And you guys are on a little different product type, and but some really good synergy there. So anxious to talk more about that. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about Texas and about some of the lessons that you've learned there and about some of your successes. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Hi, this is Kim Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Woman, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Hey, it's no secret we like to have fun on The Real Estate Guys, but there's nothing fun about facing foreclosure.
Or struggling to make payments on an upside-down mortgage.
You know, we get more requests for our loan workout report than all of our other reports combined.
So we know there's a big need out there.
That's why we've looked for companies that provide solutions for distressed property owners and put them on the resource directory on our website.
One company we've been getting good feedback on is Home Rescue Financial Services. They'll connect you to qualified professionals who can help stop or stall foreclosure, renegotiate your loan, or get you out of the property without a foreclosure on your record.
The point is, if you need help, don't go it alone. Professional help is available, and it's more affordable than you might think.
Call our resource hotline today at 888-510-6838, extension 108, or visit the resource page at realestateguysradio.com.
That's 888-510-6838, extension 108, or visit the resources page at realestateguysradio.com. And welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Thanks for tuning in to this week's show. We are happy to have David Campbell back with us. David has had a great experience here in becoming an investor and changing as the world has changed around him. And we were just talking about the fact that you honed in on Dallas for a number of reasons. And it's been interesting to watch the marketplaces and how they, you know, we're looking at the maps of all the decrease in value and all that. But there sits Texas, and a lot of the strongest markets are in Texas. Dallas, I was reading a report done by Marcus Millichap about jobs for 2010, and it's the number three market in America, they're estimating, for job growth in 2010. There's probably something to do with the success of real estate and jobs.
I really like Dallas, and it fits my portfolio, because once you felt the pain of losing a sexy portfolio, because I built a portfolio in California, and once you've lost that, you want your portfolio to be bulletproof. And that's why I picked Dallas, because the prices there are already so low that they really have no downward pressure to go. And I ask myself, why is it that prices in Texas are so much lower than New York? I mean, the weather in New York sucks, and the weather in Texas, you know, it's not as nice as California.
Right.
But the prices in Texas are a fraction of really anywhere in the country. And it's a beautiful place to be. I love going there. The people are nice. The food, you would not expect it, but the food is incredible.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's a great market. Our television show, as you know, tapes in Addison, Texas. And so Rust and I had a lot of time to spend in Texas, and I've got good friends there, and it's been a great market. You and I had a chance to go last year, and I got to see firsthand what you were doing. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing to hear about it, but it's really amazing to see it through your eyes as you took us around and showed us what you saw, and then let the people that went with us look and see what oh, now I see it. Right? It's one thing to walk in and try to see something. It's another when someone says, let me show you what I saw. And I think you've really figured out where there is a niche that really works for you in that market.
Yeah, I've been in the Dallas market for several years now. And I've got an amazing team there that took me under their wing and showed me the marketplace and helped me see where the opportunity was. And I love bringing investors with me to that marketplace so I can show them the whole marketplace and show them the opportunity, but also show them my personal investment strategy and my philosophy of investing that led me to this conclusion. It's one thing to say, here's a great property, and it's another thing to spend a few days with an investor and really groom their mind and groom their way of thinking and understanding how to pick a good property. Why is it a good property? What's suitable for yourself? Doing the numbers, understanding the mechanics of how to own property long term, and just developing rapport and relationship with investors that only comes from 2 days together, sharing meals and seeing property, getting out in the field, meeting professionals, etc.
And, you know, it's the compared to what analysis. When I'm only given one option of something, it's like, okay, well, it's either good or it's bad. I have some judgment about it. But what's great about what we did in Dallas is we saw a huge variety of submarkets, a huge variety of property types. We saw brand new. We saw stuff that was antiquated and needed to rehab. We saw the highs, the lows, the in-between, the commercial, retail. Really got to appreciate the variety that's in Dallas, but also to see firsthand what the drivers are. It's one thing to say, okay, well, there's jobs. Then when you drive through and you notice this business and that business and this, you know, you could almost feel the economy.
Yeah, one of my favorite things when I take investors to a market is I say, count the for rent signs and count the for sale signs. And you can drive through a business district and get a feel for how it's doing just by counting the vacant storefronts.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we've decided we're going to head back to Dallas with you, my friend. We want to come see it again. Russ didn't have the opportunity to go with us last time. And so we've set some dates in the calendar to do another field trip. Tell us about what folks are going to learn when they come and see Dallas through your eyes.
Yeah, the best thing that you're going to learn is the conversations with Robert Helms and Russ and myself and the amazing team that I have in Dallas, and your conversations with the other investors. It's like the Summit at Sea, which has been an incredible life-changing experience for me, but in miniature. You know, if you only have 2 days out of your life, this is a great chance to get that that experience.
Last time I went with David on a tour, we had almost a dozen people, and it was great. And I learned so much that I had this epiphany that we've done field trips with 50 and 60 and 100 people, and that's okay. But in this marketplace especially, we're really agile, right? In just one van full of folks. And I thought, rather than, you know, just cram a bus full and talk on the microphone, what if we could make it a little more intimate? And so what we've done is we've picked 3 weekends that are coming up, May 14th to the 16th, June 11th to the 13th, and July 9th to the 11th. And all that's on our website at realestateguysradio.com. And check it out. Come with us. It's an inexpensive trip. It's a great way to, even if you don't think you're interested in Dallas, it's a lesson in understanding market analysis and really seeing what the drivers are and watching through the eyes of someone who's been successful how to gauge a marketplace.
Yeah, I when you have a chance to walk around with someone who's experienced in whatever it is you want to learn or whatever it is you want to do, it's so much better than trying to read a book or a paper or whatever. I mean, it's a great place to start, but you can learn a lot by hanging out with people. I mean, it's why we love going to the Rich Dad. Read all his books, all that stuff, but you know, when you spend 3 days locked in a hotel room with him, you learn a lot. When you drive around in a van with David Campbell, you're going to learn a lot about Dallas, but more than that, you're going to learn about the thought process and the evolution he went through as an investor and why he likes that market.
Which is huge. Now, if it's if that doesn't work for your calendar or your pocketbook, one of the things David has done for us is created an amazing report called Hassle-Free Cash Flow Investing. And it really answers a lot of the questions that you may have right now about what does it take, especially if you're a new investor. A lot of what David is going to show you is perfect for someone brand new in real estate. At the same time, I know that you have sophisticated investors who are involved in your projects and the different properties that we see. So if you would like a free copy of that report, all you have to do is send an email to cashflow@realestateguysradio.com. cashflow@realestateguysradio.com, and back to you will come this this amazing report. And you, David, you did a great job in that report of really distilling kind of a lot of information into what is a very compelling argument for the niche that you've chosen.
Yeah, that report and my whole philosophy of hassle-free cash flow investing has come from what didn't work. I tried a lot of things in real estate that didn't work, and I started putting that into a very clear format where it's very rules-driven and it's easy to analyze and say, am I doing this the hassle-free cash flow way? And it's really designed for people that are working a full-time job and they want to supplement their retirement income. You know, if you want to be a real estate developer and go gangbusters on real estate, that's full of hassle. And you're going to make a lot of money, but it's not hassle-free. If you're really looking for hassle-free, simple, profitable, in my opinion, the safest way that you can invest in real estate, it's the hassle-free cash flow way. It's Dallas, Texas. It's new construction. It's positive cash flow. It's high leverage that's still positive cash flow so that you can keep your extra cash in reserve so that you're protecting your investment from any kind of market fluctuation because you are ideally getting into a property with no money down. We can show you some techniques on how to control property with no money down. And what I say is it doesn't really no money down. You just don't want no money in the investment. You can control the investment with no money and keep all of your investment capital in your savings account, which makes the property that you own that much safer because you can weather any kind of storm. You can weather vacancy. You can weather any weird tenants. You can weather fluctuations in value. And the property eventually will be paid off by your tenant. And there really isn't a simpler or safer way to do real estate for the part-time investor.
Come connect the dots with us. We're going to be in Dallas, Texas, May 14th, 15th, and 16th. And Russ and I will be there with David. And then if that doesn't work for you that weekend, June 11th and July 9th, the other two dates. Find out more on our website at realestateguysradio.com. Or get the report. Just send an email to cashflow@realestateguysradio.com. David, a great pleasure. Thank you so much for coming back to the show and sharing your experience with us.
Look forward to spending time with all of you in Dallas.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Put it on your calendar. We get a lot of folks last time we did this and it for the first date here it's right around the corner, so don't think about it, get there, and it's going to be extraordinary. I know we had such a great time last time, and it was really, you know, just personally for me, I learned a ton, and now that a year has gone by almost, I'm sure David has even more to share with us and has really refined the message there a bunch. So we're very excited about that, and we're also excited about the 8th annual Investor Summit at Sea.
Ninth annual Investor Summit at Sea
is coming up here next year in April. You can find out more about that on our website. And we'd love to have you join us and come listen to Jorge and the Tequila Shooters. Member three of us are members of that band. And actually, we all four are. But it's a long story. Thanks so much for tuning into The Real Estate Guys. Be sure and tell a friend. A big thanks to our sponsors for taking care of us, Rick, our engineer, and you, our listener. We'll see you next week when equity will happen and cash will flow. Until then, I'm Robert Helms. We'll see you next week.
If you're like me and thousands of others, you know that the Real Estate Guys radio show is a great source for quality content about investing in real estate. But did you know that they also have a book? I just finished reading their book, Equity Happens, and I was blown away by how much I learned. If you're ready to create sustainable wealth through real estate, you need to get Equity Happens. You'll learn, just as I did, about what it takes to prosper in the real estate industry. So don't wait. Make equity happen to you. Order your copy today at equityhappens.com.